Welcome back to the afternoon shift with me, Rick Kogan. I'm now in the Jim and Kay Maybe studio, which I like to call Rick's Cafe. One of my favorite performers for about the last decade, I think he was 11 when I first met him, was guitarist Carlo Basile. Carlo, good to see you. It's good. You were about 11, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, you always look so young to me, just because I'm getting older. He is one of the virtuoso guitar players on this planet. And he has brought in today a number of people and some of the coolest instruments I've ever seen in my life. They're all going to be playing March 21st at the City Winery, 1200 West Randolph Street. Carlo, who are all? You can play the guitar while you're talking.
Just kind of
can you play
here.
Can you play the guitar and talk at the same time?
Well, sort of.
Who are these people? Some of them I know who have played with you for years, but this is, for me, a real new configuration of what you're calling sort of Indo-Flamenco.
Right, for this gig.
Yeah.
These are all really good friends of mine, which is really what makes this all fun.
Yeah.
Patricia, who I've been working with for over 10 years now.
Patricia Ortega, yeah.
Yeah. Hello.
Bob Garrett, who's a great friend of mine.
Hi, Rick.
He's in the in what we call the cell here, where they play. Put the drummers, the percussionists go in the cell.
That's best.
And who are the new people? I know them.
Well, they've been around, but I've worked with Satya now for like almost 10 years.
It's been a while, yeah.
And Sarah on the Vina is just amazing, and we worked together for about 7 years.
Sarah, can you describe the Vina? It will not do it justice at all, but could you try to describe it to the listeners?
Oh, yeah, sure. The Vina is like, you can imagine it like a long guitar with a resonating gourd to your right, to the right, and then a resting gourd on the left that I keep on the lap. It has like four strings.
It's also unbelievably beautiful. Mm. It's like a piece of art.
And then what's special about this instrument is that it's unique for the bends, and that's as you talk more to Carl about the collaborative venture here. So. What adds a lot of color to the notes that Carlo plays is when he plays like that, I would go, he plays this. And then I would go.
Wow. What a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful sound. And to my right, though you can't see it, is a man sitting on the floor.
Dananjay.
What are those? They look like bongos. Well, he doesn't have a... You can tell me.
Tabla.
Tabla, yeah.
They look like bongos. Yeah. Okay, what I'd love you to do now, Carlo and friends, is play a song, and then we'll parse kind of the song and the sound and how it all came to be. How does that sound?
Okay, cool.
Wonderful. Carlo Basile. He will be with these fine people at Chicago City Winery on March 21st.
Thank you.
set, pero tengo set, pero tengo set. Para tu querer, para tu querer, para tu querer. Pero tengo set, pero tengo set, pero tengo set. ¿Qué tengo que hacer para yo beber de tu querer? Ay, de tu querer, de tu querer. Tan fuerte y quiere que me duela. Ay, 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 ay. A ti no te da dolor. Respétame la llaga de mi corazón que me guste. Guárdalo bien. Mi querer, mi querer y mi querer. Como el agua del río, de la que no puedo beber. Como el agua del río. Pero tengo sed, pero tengo sed. Para tu querer, para tu querer, para tu querer. Pero tengo sed, pero tengo sed, pero tengo sed. ¿Qué tengo que hacer para yo beber de tu que tú? Ay, de tu que tú que tú querer.
Of thousands of people listening by saying that was spectacular. What a unique sound. Carla Basile, who I guess put all of this together, you know, the Spanish influence, the Indian influence. How did this happen? It's got to be more than, well, I saw this girl playing this guitar like thing and I think we might be really good together. How did this come to be?
Well, I mean, I think it starts out with a curiosity about culture.
Sure.
And then travel. Two trips that really influenced my music was a trip that I took to India and a trip that I took to Senegal, Africa. And the next show that we're going to do will feature some of the outcome of that with the Indian fusion and some fusion with some African music too.
Did you go on these trips to discover music, or you just seem, you're the kind of guy, I think, Carla Basile, who's open to anything and you just let it influence you, right?
Well, that's part of it. The other part of it was at the time we were working on a fusion piece and I was working with Satya. And it was like, hey, man, you should go over there and check out what's going on with some of the musicians, listen to some of these raga scales. And that's how we kind of put some of the music together, was finding some commonalities, I think, between some of the Spanish guitar, the Spanish rhythms, and some of the scales, the Indian raga scales.
See, this is my definition. I've heard the phrase from Mike Orlov, the great guy at the Cultural Center years ago, about the notion of world music, which at some point was really difficult to explain. It is the merging of different sounds, but there is a foundation to music, is there not, that is kind of an international language, Satya?
Definitely. I think music is a reflection of humanity. That's my belief. What you're feeling at any moment can be expressed beautifully by using notes and by music.
And does it open all of you up, and any one of you, please chime in on this, except for you guys on the percussionists. They don't let talk on public radio for some reason. I don't know what that's about. I know. But it enriches undeniably whatever music you have, correct?
I think music is about the human experience. And as we are all humans who speak different languages, but at the heart of it, we all feel very similar things. And when music, like what we're doing here, is like a conversation. So when I'm talking to Carlo, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you verbally, but I'd probably talk to him musically, you know?
Sure. And you, what's your feeling about it?
Yeah, this is...
Could Carlo play that thing? You think you can play that thing?
When Carla and I meet together, it's like we learn a lot of things. I learn his music and he learns my music, and then we try to So for example, we have a scale. that's his. That's an Indian ragam called Hamsa Dhwani. Yeah. So Carla was able to come up with a very beautiful piece in that scale, which we'll probably show it to you later. So when he plays chords for that, I would go.
It is what I'm learning, and it's enlightening, is it's a common language between anybody who knows music. I'm going to ask you to play us out here from the what I like to call Rick's Cafe. I want to thank producer Joe Dassault, Mary Gaffney, and Enrico Matre, who have engineered this, who make you sound so well. This incredible group will be at the City Winery, 1200 West Randolph, on March 21st. You would be insane not to go see them, because not only are they nice people, they're incredible musicians, and just for that thing, young lady.
It's call it the Vina.
The Vina, just to see the Vina. It's worth the price of admission to see that. Carlo, you continually amaze me. All artists should grow. That's part of what being an artist is all about, and you're doing it in a spectacular fashion. Ladies and gentlemen, Carlo Basile and friends.
Thank you so much, Rick.
My pleasure.
Bunny.